Welcome to the Susan Winter Show. Here you'll find practical tips and tools to address your most pressing concerns on love, dating, and partnership. And now, here's your love and life mentor, Susan Winter.
So many of you write me, and you want love, and you're very clear, and you are looking so desperately for that person, and you've had some rotten relationships, you've had people break your heart, and now you find somebody nice, and it feels strange, and you're freaking out, because this is new, and now you're watching yourself almost try to destroy it. Bear with me, because I am going to read from one of my followers and subscribers, and this is Erla, because maybe you are in something that feels good, and that's an odd feeling for you. So before you throw it away, let me read this first and talk to you about why sometimes a healthy relationship feels so uncomfortable. Erla writes, "How to get used to being in a healthy relationship for the first time after being in toxic relationships. Hello, Susan. I recently started dating a guy who is so nice and respectful, and we have healthy communication, and it's all good. But I feel myself self-doubting and always trying to find a flaw, and it is hard to just relax and enjoy. And I think because of my history with other guys. First of all, this self-analysis is brilliant. Let me tell you. You know why? We have to know where we're coming from in order to have the courage to go to the new place of discomfort. For some of you who've closed your heart, the effort and the challenge is to open it again. And for those of you who've had a legacy of failed relationships, not because you did it on purpose, it just happened to you. And this has been so ingrained as the story of your dating life. You're carrying this bag of misery with you. Imagine how weird it's going to feel when you put it down. You know why it feels weird? Everything that kept you on high alert is gone. And it's the void that feels so uncomfortable. It's silent. It's quiet. You're waiting for the other shoe to drop. They're not getting crazy. They're not being mean. They're calling you back. It's such a, that you know what happens? Many times in a healthy relationship for the first time, we want to run. Because our mind is not programmed to this. We have been living our lives walking on eggshells, looking for approval, seeking approval, and the highs and the lows of the hormonal drugs that have been kicked off in the system, the excitement and the hope, and oh, they were so nice to me today, the lovemaking was so great, and then boom, the crash. You don't know where they went, they ghosted you. You're so used to this that to do this, guess what? It feels like you're flatlining. You're starting to think, my God, am I dead? I'm not feeling anything. No, you're not feeling anxiety, stress, confusion. You're not being triggered. So your world seems very gray for a minute. The spikes and the peaks are things that show us we are not in a healthy relationship. In a healthy relationship, it's fairly smooth. There's an issue, there's a bump, as all relationships have them, but it's not catastrophic. Our partner probably has a sense of emotional regulation. Oh my God, is that incredible? They can actually talk to you. Maybe they're actually sound enough and grounded to get to conflict resolution. Maybe they are empathic enough and sensitive enough to know that you're looking a little stressed today. Are you okay? If you are experiencing this for the first time, I beg you, don't kick it to the curb just because it feels so weird, because it does feel weird that they're so nice. You keep thinking, is this even real? They're so nice. Okay? For those of you who have a history of just the opposite, play this one out. Stop yourself from sabotaging enlist their help. If they're a good guy or good girl, then you got to be up front. Hey, listen, I'm starting to try and look for flaws because that's all I know. Help me. Help me, please. Help me to work through this because you're so wonderful and I'm so used to being terrified. Please help me. And by calling this out, your partner now can be your ally. Now they know what's going on with you. And it's so important for them to work by your side as you go through the uncomfortable terrain of being comfortable. Congratulations. Finally, getting there. Whatever you did, whatever happened, you drew in somebody great. Please don't think, one, I don't deserve it. Please don't think, oh my God, it's a mistake. They must be a player. Just play it out. You know why? Worst case scenario. Let's say they're a player, right? And let's say they just got really good long game here, right? They're really good at this. You got to experience the real feeling of how it feels when it's normal. And again, a player would actually be a little too hot too soon, a little too over the top. Okay, it'd be a lot of push. But you've gotten back on the horse many times before. If you already know what it's like to crash and burn, are you really afraid to crash and burn again? I mean, you're kind of an expert now. So take this opportunity that life has given to you and relish it and start to make this your new baseline. It can feel weird because, yeah, you're not tense anymore and you're relaxed. And now you have to trust yourself. Again, I always say it's not so much about trusting your partner. You got to trust yourself that if you move forward into wanting this to be real because it feels real and you don't want to evacuate, then trusting yourself enough that if something went sideways, not of your making, that you still are ahead of the game because of this experience and you will be fine. So trust yourself to be in someplace good and enjoy the moment. I hope this helps you. Susan Winter for SusanWinter.net. If you want to chat me up, go to the consultation page. There are lots of different options for you, including an entire day when I'm in New York. I love doing that and getting to really know people. Also look at the different resources I have, like Breakup Triage and Allowing Magnificence. Both books are now available on Audible. And if you're listening to this on the podcast, The Susan Winter Show, welcome. I have a lot of information that I put on the podcast that I don't do on the YouTube channel and vice versa. So anyway, thank you so much for joining me and get comfortable being loved and valued and prioritized. Thank you, everyone.